Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts.
That was Morning Coup from her new record called Baby Blue, coming out next week on No Sun Recordings. She's going to be performing here live in studio at 2 p.m., so keep it locked in. Andy Resto is going to be overseeing that. So yeah, stay tuned. Morning Coup, excellent new album. And it's also streaming on, if you go to Exclaim, you can listen to the whole thing, which is very good. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And I am very excited because Fake Tears is in the studio today. Hello, Fake Tears.
Hi, Duncan.
Hi. I thought I heard a phone. My phone was buzzing or something.
But there's a weird buzz that I already heard, like, somewhere out there. I don't know where it's coming from.
Is it this computer?
No, I don't know. I think it's in the walls.
All right. It's buzzing in the walls. No problem. Thanks so much for coming up all the way here to UBC.
Thanks for having us.
And you also have some big news coming up. You got a new record yourselves.
Yes.
Coming out next week.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. The release party is next week, but the album drops tomorrow.
We're actually having a party tomorrow.
Yeah, you're celebrating at the Projection Room?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a listening party.
Yeah.
Very classy.
So tomorrow at the Fox Cabaret upstairs, an early evening thing before, you know, people can come.
7 to 9.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Three sessions.
Yep.
So they can come by, have a cocktail, and listen to your new record.
And as in, or like session, we mean like hit play on the iPod three different times.
Right. Before we get too much into the conversation, how about you introduce yourselves?
I'm Alicia. I'm in Fake Tears.
I'm Larissa. I'm also in Fake Tears.
Yay. That's good. I'm glad both of you are in Fake Tears and we didn't mess this up. So Alicia and Larissa, Fake Tears, when did you guys start as a band? I keep saying you guys and I'm working on not saying it.
You folks.
When did y'all start your band?
A few years ago, about 3 years ago now.
But it was a slow crawl to where we are now.
But it's actually been a steady slow crawl.
Yeah.
It was never like on the back burner. It was just like, okay, we're starting a band and then we just sort of stuck with it.
But we didn't really know what we were doing. So now we do.
Yeah.
Started from scratch.
Great. Yeah. Started from the bottom.
Totally.
Now you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so these songs have been around for a while, and then you recorded them last year?
January.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
okay,
that recently.
It was
quick. Yeah, we had a lot of like bed tracks done already because we play along with them, and then we just sort of flesh them out with our friend Jay Arner.
Great. And what's the new album called?
Night Shifting. Yeah, one
like
word.
It. Very evocative.
Yeah.
Is it, what inspired that title?
Alicia
works the
night shift a lot?
No, it wasn't really that. It was more like, I don't know, stuff we get up to.
Yeah.
We're always around at night.
Yes.
Doing cool shit.
Yep.
Stuff.
When we're not sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's evocative and late night hijinks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's about hanging out at the club.
The club. Very good. And how much of these? So you've had these songs as bed tracks, and then you've recorded them. How much have they evolved over the time from when they were first composed?
They actually haven't changed a whole lot.
Some of them have.
Yeah. But, like, we kind of stuck with the main skeletons of the songs. And then we added to them while we were doing the actual recording process and changed some things. But I don't really think they've changed
much. Not too much, yeah.
We didn't rework anything from the bottom up.
Yeah.
We maybe could have or should have. But
they stand on their own, yes.
It was nice to just get, like, a portrait of what they were and just capture that and not try to make them anything like crazier or more special than they actually are, you know, which is easy to do when you're in the studio, I think, to just like get out of hand and change them
like
completely.
More and more, layer, layer.
Yeah.
No.
We want to stay true to the tunes.
All right. Let's listen to some tunes.
Okay.
What song would you like to hear first?
You pick.
We
tried to discuss this just before we went on the air, and then we didn't actually.
About Nightbox.
Okay, cool.
Nightbox.
This song's about hanging out at the club.
Everything's about hanging out at the club.
Everything's about the club. All right, here we go. Here is Nightbox on CITR 101.9 FM.
Louder street.
little sinister note at the end there. I like it. All right, that was Nightbox from Night Shifting, the new record by Fake Tears, their debut record. And from what I hear, from what you just told me, there's a video for this.
Yes.
In the works.
It's in the works.
I said that like I had some like inside gossip.
Well, you kind of knew.
My sources are telling me that. So what's this video going to be?
Well, we don't want to give too much away, right?
No. Just a little taste for the
Our friend Jessica DeLisle is directing and editing it. We spent all day a few weeks ago running around town, doing it mostly in her apartment, in her lobby.
Shangri-La.
Yes, the Shangri-La. Yeah. Not that Shangri-La. But
don't tell them that.
Yeah. in various stages of undress and redress.
Wardrobe good. Change.
Costume changes. Yeah. Very necessary.
Must have.
Yeah.
Very good.
And some Astoria shots with their beautiful parquet floor.
Yeah. And you found a Porsche?
We found a Porsche.
An old
1989.
Awesome Porsche. A collector.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect vintage.
Yeah. We couldn't take it out of the parking garage, but it'll look really cool anyway.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Good. When do you think that'll appear?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
I can't promise.
Soon-ish.
Yeah. Very soon. It's in the works. So it's like being edited maybe as we speak. So.
Yeah. You can't rush genius.
No. You can't rush Jessica DeLisle.
Exactly. So you recorded in that apartment as well, right? That's where you recorded
the record?
Yeah, we
did.
Yeah, wow. Cheers. Super duo.
Mm-hmm. they should start a business.
Yeah, they should. A complete creative package.
Yeah.
So listening session on Friday night, mm-hmm. and then a week later?
Next Saturday. Yeah.
At the Lido, you have a release party.
Yeah, so we're having a show, going to play our songs, and our friends the Ace Martins are going to open up.
Cool. And you've played the Lido before.
Yeah. Once, a number of years ago, or 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
With a certain Plage.
Mm-hmm. It seems like such a, like the swellest place for a show.
It's lovely.
Oh,
it's great. I haven't been back since, and I keep thinking I should go. I live very close to there, but it's nice.
Nice.
In fact, I used to look at the old Lido from the windows of the 99B line on my way to UBC like 12 years ago. That's what I remember it from. Like, oh, there's that weird, cool store.
Full circle. Yeah. You brought it full circle. Nicely done. Great. And so Fake Tears is not your only musical endeavors. Both of you are established musicians in your own right. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other bands and projects that you've had on the go? Alicia, start with you.
I'm in what I call my solo kind of stuff is the Lost Lovers Brigade. And then I also play with a band called the Shimmering Stars. Yeah, that's what I'm currently up to.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I also have Larissa speaking here. I also have a solo thing called Kellarissa, which is also on Mint Records, which the Fake Tears record is on.
Shouts to Randy.
Shout out to Randy, Rob, Sheena. Y'all are doing so much work for us right now.
Amazing.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Although a supposed tour in the States in the East Coast is not happening right now. Not right now, anyway. Yeah. Visa backlogs.
So yeah.
We're just going to wait.
Plugging away.
Yeah. We're going to play at Pop Montreal, which is what sort of spurred that.
Oh, but, awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess, September, mid-September. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've also been playing with a band called How to Dress Well for the last year and a half, and I play keys and sing with them. And
Speaking of visas.
never-ending visa drama. Yeah. but that's been pretty fun.
And you were both also Coolettes for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Backup singers for
that's right.
Cool TV. I guess that's on ice for the moment.
I think so.
Forever? I don't know.
Maybe.
It's a like big undertaking, and it's expensive to tour with a band like that. Adrian's had to sort of dial it back a little bit, but who knows? Maybe somebody will fly us out to some exotic destination and pay all 14 of us
Hawaii.
To get on stage. Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool as Hawaii.
Good. Okay, well, let's give a listen to another song. Right of the First Night, that was the song you
picked? Yeah.
What's this song about? What's the first right?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, this one.
I don't know what it's about.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
I think I have ideas about it, but I would have to think about it for a minute.
Okay.
And
you've got
not ready for it.
4 minutes and
yeah,
19
I'm gonna
seconds.
I'm going to think about
just
it.
Just listen. Just close your
maybe
eyes.
Maybe afterwards
daydream.
We can play a Søren Pleasch song.
Yeah, I actually brought their record. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. Let's do that. Here we go.
Cool.
Here is Rite of the First Night, Fake Tears.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Get Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Africa and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
Did you know that music legend Neil Young and director Bernard Shakey are the same person? Get to know the other side of Neil Young's creative genius with the Bernard Shakey Film Retrospective at the Cinematheque. The retrospective includes the Vancouver premiere of Human Highway, Journey Through the Past, and Greendale, as well as films by friends Jim Jarmusch, Jonathan Demme, and Hal Ashby. July 31st to August 10th, 1131 Howe Street. For more information, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Oh,
All right, that was Sur en Plage from their EP. What do you call it?
It's an
record?
Album.
Yeah. Album? Full album? Yeah. Yeah. It's called Léger Demain. Do you know what that means?
Something about tomorrow. Light tomorrow?
Light tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just made that up.
That was the song Minimum. Yeah. And speaking of Sur en Plage.
We really love going to the beach.
You love going to the beach. It's one of your favorite things.
Yeah.
Yeah. What top three places to swim in Vancouver?
Third beach, number one. Yeah. That's our favorite. We also like Wreck Beach.
Oh, Wreck Beach is good. Cat Lake.
We were just there the other day.
Yeah.
It's the only place I can swim fully across where you can't see underneath the water.
Yeah, it's freaky.
And I can swim for hours in the middle. In the middle.
Yeah, and you don't feel too afraid.
No Loch Ness Monster.
No.
Have you been to Third Beach on a Tuesday night?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
The drum circle.
I was not aware of this until a few weeks ago where I don't go to
long-standing institution.
I'm sure. Yeah. I know. I was in the dark and I showed up for a quiet night, dusk-lit swim and oh my God.
Yeah.
It was nothing like that. And then yesterday, Eric Warheim from Tim and Eric posted a video of him dancing in the drum circle.
Whoa.
It's
he was
funny.
On a whole other level.
Drug.
Yeah. Very good.
Lately, there's like, it's a bit of a controversy because I think people start drumming before 7 o'clock or whatever.
If somebody shows up with a drum at 3,
yeah.
Oh, there's like fight goes down on the beach.
So non-drummers are like, get the F out of here until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, totally. Basically. Give us our peace.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That person speaks for us all.
Yes, totally.
So your summer plans, lots of lake swimming, lots of beach going, the listening party Friday, release party, and then what else? What else is happening in Fake Tears Universe?
Playing Victory Square block party.
Awesome. I don't know if we're allowed to say that, but
Hugo's there. He'll give you the
sign. He's not really paying attention.
Yeah. So. I think it's fine.
Cool. Yeah, okay. We're excited about that.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to do that snail fest like the week before, too.
Oh, that's a big thing in Vancouver Island.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're playing
cool.
The Waldorf parking lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The 29th at 3 p.m.
Yeah. We're
living
booked
like
right
it's
up.
2010.
Yeah. That night box is actually about the Waldorf. So,
okay.
Very sad.
Nice to get you back. Yeah.
We miss it.
Yeah. And then Pop Montreal potentially
September.
Other tours.
I think we're playing a show in Toronto as well.
Yeah, not confirmed. Really.
Not confirmed, but we were supposed to dip down into the U.S., but now we can't because the visa backlog. But we're planning maybe a West Coast tour of sorts.
Yeah, in the fall.
The fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you? If I were a musician, I think that's what I'd most want to do is like tour from here down to San Diego.
Yeah.
Best. Just seems like the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So in your travels, you recently played a show with How to Dress Well with this next band we're going to hear.
Yeah, Lower Dens. Yeah. This is their new record, which is, the name is escaping me at the moment. And
Escape from Evil? I think that's what it's
called.
Sure.
It was in there.
You knew.
Escaping from me. Yes. Yeah. Escape from Evil is escaping my mind. Anyway, and this is a first track off the thing, and we played with them in Chicago at Lincoln Hall, and had the pleasure to meet the band, and it was a really cool show, just post Pitchfork Festival.
Nice. Great. All right, this is the song Sucker Shangri-La on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. mother's clothes and shoes. I think my libido's blown a fuse. I wish I was a girl, I'd never kiss a girl. I wish I was a girl, I'd never kiss a girl. I wish I was a girl, I'd never kiss a girl. I wish I was a girl, I'd never kiss a girl.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Techs, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I don't know what color you're right. that's got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
All right, Love and Rockets. What song was that?
Cough Cool.
Oh, no, that was So Alive.
So Alive?
Yeah, So Alive. Next one is.
Good, good, good. And before that, we heard Wasted Youth, Wild and Wandering.
From the album Wild and Wandering.
Yeah, that was
the song. Called I Wish I Was a Girl.
Yeah, nice pickup. That was a nice, yeah. That Horses Record find.
Yeah.
Nice.
Random.
Cool. There's a style that a lot of your artwork kind of leans towards, which is very, it seems to match the mood of your music, which is very modern and very, like, not sleek. It's just it, like a lot of like mid-century, mm-hmm. very designy
yeah.
kind of stuff. But then for the cover of this record, you kind of went a different direction. So can you tell me about the cover art for your record?
It's a very good friend of mine named Sean Hislop. She lives in the UK. Mm. And I've just been such a big fan of her art forever. And I actually, she did one of my album covers like way back in the day. And I just thought, we were thinking of doing a portrait, and I thought she could just capture it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Send her a picture. We took a selfie at our jam space like 2 years ago and stuck with that.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so many of the greatest of our generation are into selfies, and you guys really like referenced that, but then took it to another level, and it's a beautiful cover.
It's so, art.
Yeah, your friend is a very talented artist.
Yes,
my friend Sam Brad did the lettering.
Okay. Yeah. And that's like a really nice
support the art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is it about? Like the rest of your artwork is like lots of looks like silent movie stars and that kind of stuff. What's the allure of that kind of thing?
We just like elegance and beautiful ladies, I guess.
Classy.
Yeah.
As well you should, you elegant, beautiful ladies. Good. Very good. So we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's give a listen to...
Cough Cool by The Misfits.
All right. Here we go. Here are The Misfits.
Power and all, this land sits helpless on our side. Don't you know you're queen? We are even flower bloom at my feet. Don't you know you're queen? Cracked, peeling, riddled with disease. Don't you know me?
All right, that was Perfume Genius from his album Too Bright, a slightly extended version because someone adjusted the pitch to make it way lower. And that was the song Queen. Great pick. Oh,
oops.
Yeah, all right, there we go.
More Perfume Genius.
Can't get enough of Perfume Genius. So, reminder?
Tomorrow night at the Projection Room, which is upstairs from the Fox Cabaret, we're having our Fake Tears night shifting listening party
from
7 p.m. till 9 p.m.
All right.
Come on down.
And what's the Fake Tears recommended drink?
Well, this is you were just asking what my favorite cocktail is there. I tried to make up a cocktail called the Fake Tears or Fake Tear. And it's champagne or sparkling wine and a little bit of cotton candy schnapps.
Maybe some blue carousel.
Not very classy.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair enough.
But as long as
cotton
it's kind
candy
of
schnapps,
pink.
Though,
it's like a teenager.
Yeah,
dream.
So we're just trying to organize that to happen tomorrow.
Excellent. Most. Excellent.
I haven't tried this cocktail yet, but it sounds great in my mind.
Yeah. How could you go wrong? How could you go
crossed.
Wrong? And then August 15th
at the Lido. Yeah. And that's with Ace Martins.
Yeah.
Right.
Featuring CITR's very own Sarah Quartingly.
Yay.
On the skins. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And if people want to buy the records, what's the best way of doing that?
Come to the projection room tomorrow. Yeah. We'll have vinyl, but you can also get it at fine record stores everywhere.
Yes.
Selector, Zulu, Red Cat, etc.
And what's this I hear about special colored
vinyls? Yeah, it's this beautiful, they call it like Coke bottle green, but
okay.
I think it's like a mint green.
Yeah, see-through.
Yeah, clear vinyl. It's gorgeous. We're really happy with the way it turned out.
That's fantastic. All right, thanks so much, Fake Tears.
Thanks, Duncan.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to all of you for listening. If you like what you heard, you can see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com and listen to the podcast at CITR.ca.
I promised Janelle a shout-out. Hi.
Yeah, hey, Janelle. How's it going?
She has 14 Barbara Streisand records. I counted while I was going through the records.
And none of them made the trip.
No, sorry, babe. Yeah.
You know Corey Ratch?
Yeah.
Yeah, former CITR admin assistant. He's leaving town. His going away party is this Saturday. Yeah, very
true.
Bye,
Corey.
So I wanted to play a song in his honor. We're going to listen to, it's from a comp of Swedish psych rock bands from the 60s called Searching for Shakes, and it's their cover of a folk song called Darlin' Corey. So this is the band Pools with Darlin' Corey. See you later, pal.
Bye.
Seen Darlin' Corey, she was sitting by the sea, thinking of a long gone love with a venue on her knee. I said, wake up, wake up, Darlin' Corey, what made you leave this town? I'm thinking I'm a long gone lover, and I'm a seen Darlin' Corey, she was standing by the sea, pretty ribbons round her shoulders and pretty ribbons in her I said, wake up, wake up, Darlin' Corey, what makes you leave this town? I'm thinking of my long gone lover, and now my head is hanging
down. You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my god! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkin'?